Hey, it's Keith. We just launched the Story Mastering Package. It includes the brand new mini story guidebook for network marketing, ebook and audiobook format, as well as the original How to Prospect, Sell, and Build Your Network Marketing Business with Stories ebook and audio format. Plus, if you order before April 30th, we'll throw in the free workshop, Stories to Help Your Prospects Believe. This entire package is a $51.79 value. If you order before April 30th, we'll give it to you for $19.95. I'll put a link on the bottom of the episode notes.
You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about prospecting made easy and enjoyable. A quick story, at the end of last year, I was talking with a lot of high school students. My daughter is a junior in high school. Obviously, I know her friends, and I do a lot of volunteering and chaperoning. So I like to talk to the kids, kind of get to know them. And it's always cool to see the diverse backgrounds and what they want to do. And one of my most common questions I ask them is, what are your plans after high school? And most of the time it fits into three different categories. They're going to go straight into the workforce, they're going to go straight into a business, or into a higher or continuing type of education. And ironically, the more I talk with students, I found out that their decision is based upon three different factors. Number one, they choose their career choice or their path on money. They go, oh, wow, this is a career where I can make a lot of money, or I want to make a lot of money, so I want to do this. Their second factor is sometimes with their parents' suggestion. Well, my parents suggested I do this, or my parents do this type of career, and they highly suggested I get into it. Or, well, this is all I've known is what my parents have done. And that's great as well. That's the second factor. And the third factor is what they can put up with. Like, well, I don't really want to work, but I figured I could do this, and I could put up with that career. And obviously, there are other factors. These are just the top three. And again, we're talking with high school students. We're not talking about people in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. Things change. We grow. And it kind of depends upon how they grew up. There's a lot of different things. But my question to them is, I ask them, if money wasn't an object, what would you do for a month? And I used to ask, if money wasn't an object, what would you do all day? But then again, there's some short-term thinking, especially as they are growing up. But I said, you know, what would you do for a month? And with that type of open-ended question, things start to open up. They go, well, I really like to travel, and I just love the freedom that it gives. I'm really not into cars or houses. If I could travel all day, I would love to do that. I go, well, have you thought about working in the travel industry? Well, I don't really like to want to be a pilot. I said, well, no, there's everything from flight attendant. There's everything from logistics. There's so much. There's hundreds of billions of dollars in the travel industry. There's probably something in there you probably need to check out. Now, I don't give specific advice, but at least say, hey, maybe you want to check it out. I don't want to step on any parent's toes. Or they say, well, I just really like to build stuff. You know, I've always liked to take things apart and put things back together. And I think, well, that's kind of weird, but hey, this person likes to build stuff. I go, well, have you ever wanted to create something or invent something? Oh, I'd love to invent things. I love to modify things. I go, wow, have you ever thought about turning that into a career? Is there some sort of career path that you could build stuff, create stuff, engineer stuff? Is there, whether it's in cars or computers or gaming? And some kids say, well, I would just play video games all month. I go, you'd play video games 30 days out of the month. They go, absolutely. The problem I'm coming up with is in video games, it kind of stalls. Like, we've only gone so far that I tend to get bored, but I still want to play. I love the interactivity of it. I love where it's gone, but it just kind of stalls. Like, I think we need to do this, and we need to, and they're telling me all these terminologies. I'm totally getting lost because I don't know video games. I go, wow, have you ever thought about making video games your career? Now, yeah, you could do esports, but also you could create, as far as you're looking at things going, oh, we need to invent a higher quality or a higher challenging video game. Have you ever thought about being in the video game sector? And sometimes they'll say, well, there's a small percentage chance that I could be a creator. But at the same time, as you're working there, you may find another career in video gaming. Again, I really don't like to give specific advice. I just like to open up the kids' eyes, because a horror story is about 7 years ago now. My friend, who's an engineer, his daughter was going into college, really wanted to get into business management. And her dad said, no, you really want to get into engineering because you'll always have a job as an engineer. Now, whether you believe that or not, that was his one-track mind engineer self. He goes, if you go into engineering, you'll always have a job. Figure it out. He wouldn't pay for business school. Fast forward the next year, whether it was consciously or subconsciously, she flunked out of engineering school. I don't know if she did it on purpose. It's really not my business. But what she did was she completely 100% quit college, went into a company, worked her way up, and within 2 years, she was management of a pretty big publicly traded company in one of their branches, and she's making more in business management than she would have as an engineer. Now, I don't really suggest that it was right for her, but at the same time, it shows the point that if you don't enjoy your career, it's going to get you in, whether you're learning it in 1 year in college, or eventually you're just going to be miserable for your entire life, and you're not going to look forward to going to work. Now, what does this have to do with building our business? Some people want their business to pay a little, some people want it as a career, but either way, it is work. It is work to learn the skills. It is work to learn the mindset. But if we enjoy the work, we'll have no problem building our business. So we have to make our business fun and or enjoyable. Most of the time, we get into this business because we need money. And sometimes it's for the product or service, but we really want to focus on making an extra income. So if we focus just on money, what's going to happen? Well, we're going to seem a little bit desperate. We're going to go for the hard closes that we learned, and we're going to be forced to talk to prospects. I have to talk to prospects. I have to make this amount of contacts. I have to do these follow-ups. Those have to's can be detrimental to your business. It's not a have to, it should be a get to. In other words, if our focus is only on money, well, we have to talk to prospects, I have to follow up with people. But if we enjoy building our business, well, I get to talk to prospects, I get to offer them an option to change their life with a product, service, or opportunity. I get to follow up with people just to make sure, or just to see if now is the right time. There are so many different ways in building our business. We have to focus on the ones that we enjoy. Yes, we do have to stretch our comfort zone. Yes, we do have to learn some skills. Yes, we do have to continually work on our mindset. But there are ways of building a business that don't seem like work, that we actually, once we master it and we say the right things and we get some positive feedback, we look forward to building our business. Now, if you're just getting started, it may seem a little far-fetched, but trust me, if you say the right things and get the right responses, we look forward to it. It's a positive feedback. You can call it endorphin rush, whatever it is. When you see people smile and you change their lives, you want to do more of it. And don't worry, if you don't have a way of building a business that you enjoy, I'll give you a free resource. It's called the Happy Network Marketer ebook. I'll put it linked in the description. I'll talk about it here in a little bit. So don't hit stop. We will find a way that you will enjoy building your business. But think of different ways of building your business. Do you enjoy building your business offline, in person, online, contacts on your phone, networking groups? Think of one way that you enjoy building your business. And if you don't have any options right now, you could read the ebook. But think of what can you do right now, today, or starting tomorrow? Where is your sphere of influence? How many contacts in your phone have you not given them an option to take a look at? And most of the time, the one thing that holds people back, or one of the most common things, I should say, that holds people back is they just feel a little bit uncomfortable. And another rule of three, there's pretty much falls into three different categories. Number one, we're just leading with our agenda. We're not giving people options, or we're not focusing on giving people options where it's all about us and they should join and we are the best and let's focus on getting your business started. It's not really about solving their problems. We are leading with our agenda. Number two is we feel a little bit salesy, like, I feel like I'm in sales and I don't want to be pushy. Well, all we have to do is work on our icebreaker. What are we really saying? If our icebreaker is salesy, we're going to feel salesy. But if our icebreaker is something that's focused on the prospect and something that is beneficial to them, we're not going to feel salesy. And number three, we're afraid of what they'll think. Again, what are we saying? Let's work on our icebreaker, because if it's too cheesy or too technical or too, I want to impress them with my fancy words, we're probably going to be afraid of what they think. Whether we should or shouldn't, it's the underlying feeling. Or we really need to build our belief. Do we really believe that the product, service, or opportunity can, if they want to, change their life? And if you have that belief, of course we're going to offer them, so we don't have to be afraid of what they'll think. Again, I'll put a link to the Happy Network Marketer ebook. Yes, it's available on audio and paperback, but right away, instantly, you could get the ebook for absolutely free. You could share out the link to your team, and it'll give you some options on icebreakers. It'll give you some options on different ways that you can build your business. And obviously, I love to plug your company events, whether they are virtual or in person. A lot of times you can go to some of the top leaders and ask, what do you say to prospects? What are you saying to create this big business? Most of the time, especially since they're going to be your upline, and especially then since they are in a company event, they will tell you there are very little secrets in this industry. It's really all about what do you say, and you have to actually say it. You actually have to believe it. You actually have to do it. It's really just constant activity, small activities every single day, consistently. That's really what success in business is, in any business. And of course, we have the 4 Core Skills audio package. That's probably the best bang for your buck. I'll put a link to that as well. It's like $29.95, no big deal. And obviously, we have masterclasses and coaching. But if you just at least start with the basics, you don't have to master the basics, but start with the basics, that will turbocharge your masterclass. That will turbocharge the coaching. In fact, I normally try to talk people out of coaching because at least start with the basics. At least start with the basic packs or the Happy Network Marketer ebook. Start there and then go into the masterclasses and or coaching. Most people don't need it because they can master the skills with just the audios and the masterclasses. As always, I hope you receive value in this episode, and I look forward to sharing another episode with another successful networker next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.